In today's video, we are talking about gaslighting. What is it and how to recognize it? Plus, I will be sharing with you one key phrase that you can use to shut gaslighting down. Hi, I'm Monica, a certified trauma expert plus healing and spiritual empowerment guide. I help sensitive souls find deep healing, self-trust, and healthy relationships. So, let's get into it. The term gaslighting comes from a movie that came out in 1944. The movie is about a woman who is manipulated by her husband into questioning her sanity. He begins to subtly manipulate her by dimming the gas lanterns that serve as lights in their house and insisting that she is imagining it when she notices. He also hides things and convinces her that she is forgetful and unstable. His goal is to drive her insane so that he can ultimately control her wealth. So, gaslighting is all about manipulation and control and is often done as intentional control and manipulation tactics. So, here's five ways that you can recognize this. The first two go together, but they can also be separate things to watch out for. One is if you start doubting yourself, your own feelings, your own memory, your own perceptions. Two is if they constantly deny things that they've said or done. Usually, this self-doubt comes from them denying things like saying that never happened, or it didn't happen that way, or I never said that, or I never did that. This leads you to question your own reality and replay things in your mind, trying to remember what really happened. It can be so confusing and crazy-making. So basically, another sign could be if you feel confused all the time, if you feel like you're being made to feel crazy. If they make you feel like you're too sensitive or overreacting when you express hurt or other feelings, that's another sign. If you try to tell them about something that's bothering you, and this can be really damaging for sensitive, empathic people, especially because we have often been told that we are too sensitive. But it's not that you're too sensitive, it's that other people are not emotionally intelligent and are not able to handle your feelings or the truth that you are reflecting to them. So, in an attempt to push away their own sense of guilt or shame, their ego projects that it's your fault for being too sensitive. The next one is if they twist your words or actions to make you feel like you're the problem. Oftentimes, in toxic relationships, you can feel like they spin your words or put words in your mouth to try to play the victim and act like you are the problem. The next one is if they manipulate you into apologizing for something that's not your fault, making you feel guilty when you really shouldn't. This often happens when you come to them upset about something they did or that they said, and then you somehow find yourself apologizing to them instead. They twist situations and words to play the victim and to play into your sensitive, empathic nature because, as empaths, before we have reached a certain place in our healing, we are often disconnected from ourselves and our own needs and boundaries, and are overly empathic and caring about others' needs over our own. So, manipulative people will take this as a way to try to make you feel like you have to sacrifice your own needs to please them and make them feel okay again. All of these things can often be signs of narcissistic abuse as well. And that is a very serious and terrible, painful relationship dynamic. It's possible for someone to gaslight you unintentionally from their own wounded place. And I don't want you to really get hung up on the idea of spending a ton of energy trying to decide if they're a narcissist or not. If someone is behaving in ways that are unhealthy, it might qualify them for a diagnosis of narcissistic personality disorder, but often this diagnosis is really difficult to make because therapists are not always able to spot the signs, and narcissistic people are really good at wearing a virtuous mask that fools a lot of people, and then being really controlling or manipulative behind closed doors. So it's also possible that they are not a narcissist, but are acting in ways that are narcissistic. This can come from a place of their own trauma and their own system being in survival mode. And when we're in survival mode, it can be very hard to think about anything other than your own safety and survival. And people often seek control through manipulation to try to feel safe, but it ends up making the other people around them feel very unsafe, which then in their mind reinforces the need to be controlling in the first place. And it's this vicious cycle. So what should you do if you are being gaslit? Well, there is one key phrase that you can say if you're being gaslit to shut it down. And that is telling them, I remember it differently, or I experienced it differently. This shuts down the possibility for them to try to argue with you about it. And if they do try to argue with you, you can just repeat the same phrase. A broken record, non-reactive response is the best way to handle it, simply repeating, I remember it differently. Well, they can try to say how you remember it wrong, and this is trying to engage you in an argument so that they can continue to gaslight and manipulate you. So just calmly repeating, I remember it differently, and maybe telling them that you're done talking about it or simply walking away is the best possible route. We often feel like we need to explain ourselves because we are really sensitive and empathic, and we don't want someone to get the wrong idea or be, you know, thinking of us in this bad way. But if someone is gaslighting you or trying to manipulate you, they are not able to see that. They are not in an emotionally mature enough place to be able to meet you there. So really re-engaging in that, trying to get them to see it, trying to explain yourself, is really just going to prolong this argument or this discussion and just really compound all of the pain and issues. As an empath, it can be so difficult to be in these types of situations because we naturally feel for other people. It can be really tempting to feel guilted into caring about other people's needs more than you care about your own, especially when you're being gaslit. But this only serves to keep the toxic dynamic going and also creates more and more anxiety and depression for you. The way we naturally care about other people's needs is also what makes unhealthy or toxic individuals magnetized towards us, because their manipulative ways would not work on someone who has boundaries and is in tune with their own feelings and needs fully. You deserve relationships that uplift and nurture you, not ones that leave you feeling drained or crazy. But it can be so hard to unravel all of this on your own when you have been so used to abandoning yourself and being gaslit and manipulated. It's almost impossible to validate yourself knowing that your feelings and your experiences are true and valid. And when you can't validate yourself, then it's also really impossible or difficult to learn to trust yourself. And this is key for being able to escape these toxic dynamics. So this is where it's vital to have support from other safe people, like a mentor or therapist or support groups. If you're ready to break the cycle and become ungaslightable, no one will be able to gaslight you anymore, I'd like to invite you into Toxic to Thriving, the Healing and Healthy Relationships Roadmap. This is a transformational container specifically designed to help you break free from toxic relationships and step into healthy love. In under 2 hours, I will help you get to the root of exactly why you are stuck in toxic relationships and how to break free, plus how to develop such a strong sense of self-trust, knowing your boundaries and your worth, that you will be immune to gaslighting. You will also get exclusive access to our private support group, a safe space where you can feel seen and understood and validated so that you can build the muscles of self-trust. Because, like I said, it's really necessary to have that external validation from safe people in order to build up your self-trust and ability to be in tune with yourself and your boundaries and validate yourself. Plus, I do monthly live Q&A sessions inside of the group where you can get ongoing personalized support from me. And for my YouTube viewers like you, I am offering a special bonus. So if you sign up now for the course, you will also receive a free VIP upgrade. So you will get access to all the stuff I mentioned before. Plus, you will also get a private one-on-one session with me where we will put together a personalized healing plan just for you. To sign up, click the link in the video description box below and claim your VIP bonus by just shooting me an email after you sign up and we will schedule your one-on-one session. Let me know in the comments which one of these gaslighting tactics you have experienced before, and feel free to also drop any other topics that you want me to cover. I am wishing you so much healing and healthy love. Thank you for tuning in.